Good afternoon, delegates. We have approximately 17 minutes of interpretation remaining. Please turn your attention to agenda item 16, at which we designate countries responsible for appointing chairpersons of committees and ad hoc task forces, and as well the schedule of the sessions. As you know, the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance has completed its work and will be dissolved. If I, rather than call out all of the committees, may I ask if there are any comments to be made on any of the committees in this list? United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You preempted me flagging it up, so thank you very much for that. Refer to the document that's been circulated, CXCAC 113417, and in that document you will see that Committee on Sugars, Codex Committee on Sugars, has been adjourned sine die. And the UK is the host. Now, the UK has been hosting this committee since 1963, and in that time, the committee has successfully progressed work on several standards for sugars and also honey. Much of this by correspondence, I hasten to add. So I'd like to thank all those that were involved in that. As I said, the committee has now been adjourned, and we think it's time for someone else to take on the hosting of the committee. And I understand that Colombia are keen, as they said earlier, to take this on while they're looking at the standard for Panela. So, as I said earlier, we would like to give this committee up. So, thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En la circunstancia en que se presentó y que en realidad para Colombia nos toma por sorpresa, no por sorpresa en la presentación de la norma que venimos trabajando sobre la famosa panela, sino el que definitivamente el Reino Unido decida no seguir albergando, aunque fuera por correspondencia. En ese sentido, y como lo acaba de ratificar Colombia, como nosotros lo transmitimos en la comunicación a través del secretariado, tiene el gusto de informar la decisión de hospedar en forma temporal, de momento, el Comité del Code sobre Azúcares en la circunstancia en que el Reino Unido decida no continuar, como lo acaba de decir. El hospedaje del Comité en Comento se circunscribe en el entendido que los trabajos se desarrollarán únicamente por correspondencia y en el plazo requerido para la elaboración de la norma sobre panela. Ya con el entendido también de que el Comité Ejecutivo aprobó el nuevo trabajo y la Comisión lo ratificó. En este sentido, también agradecemos formalmente el apoyo que nos pueda dar el secretariado para llevar a cabo esta función con gran responsabilidad y con transparencia ante todo. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Colombia. Can the Commission agree with this arrangement? I see no flags. Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Excellency Madam Chair, and distinguished delegate and representatives of Codex, and ladies and gentlemen. I'm the chair of the Ad Hoc Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance. Since its establishment in the 29th Codex Alimentarius Commission of 2006, the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance had been held in the Republic of Korea from 2007 to 2010. Despite some difficulties in coordinating various opinions of countries, we had achieved a great result of setting the guidelines. All of this accomplishment could not be attained without your dedicated effort and active participation. In this regard, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to you all here present today. And we hope that the guidelines would be utilized in providing fundamental principles of risk analysis of antimicrobial resistance and contribute promoting the health of humanity in the years to come. Once again, I thank all of you and wish you success and happiness. Thank you.
Thank you, Republic of Korea. Thank you. Then we...
谢谢韩国。谢谢。好，各个委员会的名单和国家呢，现在都确认了。请大家看一下各个会议拟定时间表。请注意这些时间，并且呢，也要看到那些双年度会议的那些下属委员会会议，如果有日期变动的话呢，秘书处会通知各位。请问，就会议拟定时间表有没有评论？波兰请。谢谢主席。我以 CCE 协调员的名义发言，我想感谢本届委员会提议由波兰负责这个工作，在2008至2010年，波兰呢负责了这个机构的相关工作。我们在2007年和2008年、2010年也帮助了相关的工作。波兰总是为各国家更多的参与工作以更好的协调所贡献。在上一次呢，我们还鼓励那些转型经济的国家负责下一届欧盟这方面的委员会。2011年5月呢，我们有一个国家呢，他们愿意和波兰一起负责2012年的欧元区工作，是格鲁吉亚。我们呢希望和他合作，让我们十点委工作成功。谢谢。谢谢波兰。格鲁吉亚请，不想发言吗？我看错了哈。巴布亚新几内亚，格鲁吉亚请。谢主席。格鲁吉亚非常荣幸的将负责欧元区下属委员会的下一届会议，格鲁吉亚也将签署一个备忘录，和梁农一起签署。非常感谢。巴布亚新几内亚请。谢谢主席。我以巴布亚新几内亚的名义感谢委员会任命巴布亚新几内亚做区域协调员，负责北美和西太平洋。我们还想感谢各个成员国那些国家呢，提供了巴布亚新几内亚这个候选国的名字。 我们也感谢上一届的协调员。我们非常高兴，并且呢，我们会和石典伟一起合作，为我们这个地区的石典方面做很多工作。无论是 ACAC 还是石典伟，我们呢都会做很多有益的工作，并且呢我们会有意外的发现，就像我们那里常说的那样，对我们这个区域的成员而言呢，巴布亚新几内亚非常高兴很快的能够和大家重逢在下届会议上，也就是说明年。谢谢，谢谢巴布亚新几内亚。我看还有别的牌子举起来了，我想提醒各位，我们现在只有几分钟的翻译时间了。你们各位的发言呢一定是短暂的，而且呢是针对要点来发言。谢谢。肯尼亚请。谢谢主席，我会很简短的。肯尼亚代表团没有能够参加 CCMAS 在匈牙利的那场会议，原因呢是没有得到签证，所以呢要注意到这一点，所以我们想说明一下。谢谢，谢谢肯尼亚，我们记录下您的发言。巴拿马请。谢谢主席，关于特赦任务组啊，将在布尔尼举行的那场特赦任务组的会议，我们想指明，我国会非常高兴负责这个任务组的将来的某场会议，我们届时会和贝尔尼保持联系。谢谢主席。谢谢巴拿马，黎巴嫩请。谢谢主席，我呢想感谢您任命我们做中东的协调人，我们希望都欢迎你们在这个时期来黎巴嫩。谢谢。黎巴嫩科麦隆请。主席，谢谢。科麦隆代表团想借此机会首先感谢非洲协调组报名提出了下一届协调会议的非洲候选人，那么也感谢本届委员会完成了自己的工作，而且呢还通过了我们的那些日期，应该是2013年1月29至2月1日。所以呢我想借此机会感谢委员会所有成员。谢谢。谢谢科麦隆。我看没有人要求发言了，那么